Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the 5 o'clock news. Coming up in the next half hour, staff have been forced to carry out basic tests in the corridors of Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department as the ED remains extremely busy. Detectives from Strand Road CID are appealing for witnesses following a report of an armed robbery in Derry in the early hours of this morning. Tough times ahead is what the future holds for hotels in Donegal as the VAT rate for tourism and hospitality sector is set to return to 13.5%. And a boat has been impounded as part of a Garda investigation into the discovery of 60 kg of drugs worth €4 million in Donegal. These stories in full, plus more to come. Jordan McDade will have the latest in sport at 5:15 and Colin Ferter has the latest on Nuked. First in news, staff have been forced to carry out basic tests in the corridors of Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department as the ED remains extremely busy. An additional 300 people have presented at the ED so far this month when compared to the same period in 2022, with daily figures of over 160 people recorded this week. According to the INMO, 29 patients are without a bed at the hospital today. Hospital manager Sean Murphy says an increase in attendances at the ED and a changeover of trainee medical staff are adding to the pressures in the department. He forecasts the situation to continue over the coming days.
That level of busyness and demand has continued throughout the week. It started building up last weekend and every day the numbers have remained consistently high. The lowest number of attendances we've had in the last week was 145 patients in one day, but other days were 190, 180, 160 plus yesterday, which is an increase so far in the month of July of nearly 300 on this time last year. So that's putting significant pressure on our services. And obviously at this time of year also we have things such as the changeover of our doctors in training. 85 of our 180 training doctors are actually just joining the hospital. So again, there's a steep learning curve for them. So you have a combination of the department being busier and some of our processes being slower and the significant pressure on our capacity within the department. Unfortunately, and again, I'm very acutely aware, being in the department, how crowded it was on so many occasions this week, and I can only apologise to patients that, you know, the experience they had with clinical staff trying to communicate with them, take information from them, and even carry out some basic tests like blood pressure checks, etc., in the corridors of the department because we literally had no cubicles. As always, we would ask patients that if it's appropriate, if it's a minor illness as opposed to a significant emergency situation, to contact their GPs or even local pharmacists for other treatment options.
A boat has been impounded as part of a Garda investigation into the discovery of 60 kg of drugs worth €4 million in Donegal. Two packages washed up on beaches in Fanad and Dunfanaghy on Wednesday. Gardaí in Milford continue to carry out searches along the North Donegal coast, with assistance being provided by the Garda Air Support Unit and Water Unit, along with Revenue's Maritime Unit. They are appealing to anyone with information regarding the discovery of the packages to contact investigating Gardaí. People are again reminded that if they see similar packages or debris in the Fanad Head area, to not interfere with the items and to contact Gardaí. Detectives from Strand Road CID are appealing for witnesses following a report of an armed robbery in the Belmont area of Derry in the early hours of this morning. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
A man was approached by three men while walking along the racecourse road at approximately 2:30 this morning. One of the men in the group was armed with a knife. He threatened the victim and then demanded that the victim hand over the money. They then made off in the direction of the Pennyburn area with the victim's wallet. In a statement, authorities reassured locals that while this is a serious incident, it's a very rare occurrence. Anyone who witnessed the event or who has dashcam or CCTV footage that could be used in identifying the culprits is asked to make it available to detectives by contacting 101.
Tough times ahead is what the future holds for hotels in Donegal as the VAT rate for tourism and hospitality sector is set to return to 13.5%. That's according to Paul Diver, chair of the Donegal branch for the Irish Hotel Federation. He says it wasn't a bumper season for Donegal this summer and that some hotels are already talking about cutting down on food offerings as it simply will no longer be viable. Mr. Diver added that the knock-on effect for staff will be major.
It's it's a very, very worrying time. You know, people are seeing their mortgages go up. They're seeing the energy bills, food bills, every single thing going up. So that's even less and less disposable income. And, you know, one of the first things that's going to be cut is a weekend away or a meal out for a tour or whatever. You know, but it's going to have an effect on the industry. It's going to have an effect on jobs in the industry. And as I say, it's very, very disappointing and short-sighted on behalf of the government. You know, the government were very good throughout COVID and the supports were very good. But this increase in the VAT is going to undo all that good work.
It is almost like a vicious circle, as you said there, because the cost of living crisis is affecting the hotel staff and the hotel as a business as well.
It's going to be a very tough time, you know, just speaking to a staff member of our own who would have a relatively low mortgage, and her mortgage has increased by nearly €300 a month. And, you know, that's, as I say, that's a relatively small mortgage. So all of those additional costs are eating into, you know, the disposable income people have, and it's just going to have a, as I say, very serious negative impact on the tourism industry.
Almost 6,000 premises in Donegal are now connected to the National Broadband Ireland network. Over 2,700 homes and businesses in Chrysler, Dunfanaghy and Rossgill have recently been connected. €128 million is to be invested in Donegal to deliver high-speed broadband to 33,000 premises under the National Broadband Plan. PSNI in Derry are appealing for witnesses following a close call between a cyclist and a lorry yesterday afternoon. A cyclist reported that he had been dangerously overtaken by a white articulated lorry while a black Jeep was travelling in the opposite direction. This resulted in the cyclist landing into a hedge. It happened on the Berry Hill Road of Artigarvan at around 4:10. Those who witnessed the event or has dash cam footage is asked to contact police. Difficulties in retaining GPs in Donegal is adding to the ongoing crisis among GPs in the county. That's according to Dr. Kieran O'Farrie, who says in some cases it is taking months to source additional doctors. He told the 9 till Noon show that despite additional GP training taking place, ensuring GPs continue to work in Donegal is proving difficult.
Getting GPs is very difficult at the moment. If you're looking for short-term cover, it's nearly impossible. We have a new doctor starting in our practice next week. That arrangement has been in place since last September, so it's taken that length of time for us to source another doctor to come in and work with us. And if you have short-term issues like sick leave or whatnot in the short term, there's very, very little cover out there that you can get. So having locum cover and that kind of cover is a big issue. Smaller practices where there's one or two doctors, it's more of an issue. I think the government do need to look at some kind of system where there's either a pool of doctors who work in a locum capacity that practices can apply to or something like that. But, you know, the short-term needs are one issue. The long-term issues then, as you say, there are more GP training places coming on board. That's going to take a number of years before we have fully qualified GPs for that. But trying to keep them in the county is another difficulty. You know, we've had changes to the GP training scheme over the last number of years, which mean now that, you know, the old system was that those who wanted to come to Donegal, often like myself, people from Donegal came and were more likely to stay. Now it's a national application, so it's not necessarily as easy to keep GPs who we train here in Donegal here in Donegal.
Ukraine's president has dismissed Vadim Pristako as the country's ambassador to the UK. The 53-year-old has held the post for 3 years. No reason has yet been given for the sacking, but it comes days after he publicly criticised Volodymyr Zelensky. The retired Air Vice Marshal Sean Bell says that may be one factor.
Could have been he's done some transgression, but there's no evidence whatsoever of that. Yes, he's made a few comments, but they don't at first look like sacking offences. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if President Zelensky is under immense pressure at the moment. His level of tolerance for these is probably very, very low.
A defective concrete block grant scheme information evening is taking place next week in Donegal. The MICA Action Group is holding the event in response to affected homeowners seeking information and clarity on how the revised scheme operates. It takes place on Monday at 7 p.m. in Angrenan Hotel Burt. MAG Chair Lisa Hone says some homeowners are feeling overwhelmed as to what steps to next take.
We know that a lot of people have been watching, waiting for the new scheme to arrive. We just want to give those affected homeowners the opportunity to come together. Nobody understands this situation as well as other people who are going through it. In addition, we've had quite a lot of inquiries with people feeling just a wee bit overwhelmed, not knowing where to start, what are the first steps? And then obviously you've got people who are partway through the scheme and they're kind of wondering what the next steps are. So this is just an opportunity to hopefully be useful and informative to homeowners and give them the very latest information that we have available.
And as you say, yous are going blindly into this, all of yous as a collective. Has there been any support from government or any direction of how to best approach this?
At the moment, they're basically saying that you should consult the documents. I mean, if you go onto the Donegal County Council website, you can click into documents like the ministerial guidelines and also sort of FAQ document. They are useful for an extent, but I think what we're trying to do with this meeting is maybe just kind of reduce it down to a very digestible format. I think some of the way sometimes it's expressed, people are just getting a little bit confused. It would be great if government was having these information evenings. You know, there would be an onus on them to do it, but there's no sign of that yet. And we know that people are looking for information.
Dealing with harmful online material will be the main focus of Ireland's new online safety commissioner. Earlier this year, Solicitor Niamh Hodnett was appointed in the role and commissioned him on. She will be enforcing the EU's Digital Service Act, which was introduced in October of 2022. There have been some concerns around what classifies as harmful online content, as what may be seen as okay to one person may be disrespectful to someone else. Niamh says the Commission has been open to adapting the regulation.
The Digital Services Act takes a risk-based approach. So the platforms, for example, have to conduct risk assessments and take mitigating measures to show how they are addressing those risks. The danger of being too prescriptive in relation to a code or legislation or otherwise is that there is innovation and there is development of technology happening faster than we can keep pace either as regulators or legislators.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with all the latest in sport. The time is 5:15. We're going to Jordan McDade for all the latest in sport.
We start with golf. It's day two of the Open in Liverpool at Holly Lake. There's Irish interest with the likes of Roy McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington taking part. We can go to Dennis Kerwin for the latest on today's play.
American left-hander Brian Harman fired in a brilliant second round bogey-free 65 that contained four consecutive birdies from the second and a closing eagle to move to 10 under par. He matched the 36-hole record of 1-3-2 set by the last two winners of the Open here at Hoylake, Tiger Woods in 2006 and Rory McIlroy in 2014. Harman currently has a five-shot advantage over Frenchman Antoine Rosner, who's on 5 under par after a birdie on the opening hole. 2017 Open champion Jordan Spieth was on 5 under, but he has dropped a shot on the 10th to move back to 4 under par. Rory McIlroy is 9 shots behind Harman after a second round 70, left him on 1 under. Seamus Power is on 2 over and Padraig Harrington on 4 over through the turn. Shane Lowry is 2 over par after 5. Amateur Alex McGuire will miss the cut. The Laytown and Bettystown man is 7 over par after 17 holes. The cut is now likely to fall at 4 over. At the Open Championship at Hoylake, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Our golf coverage is with Halfpenny Golf. Top brands, best prices. To football now, as the FAI Cup begins tonight, Finn Harps play Leinster Senior League side Kilbrack United. There's the Dublin Derby clash of Bohemians and last season's beaten finalist Shelburne. They meet at Dalymount Park. Elsewhere, there's one other All-Premier Division affair with Drogheda hosting Sligo Rovers. Tonight's Munster Derby is on at Mohawk Park, where Kerry play Ringmahon Rangers, UCD host Cove Ramblers and Wexford play Avondale United. All those ties have a 7:45 start. Tomorrow, Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic are at home to First Division side Bray Wanderers and they'll be hoping to pull off one of the shocks of the round. Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen believes his side can get the win.
We can, of course we can. It'll be very, very difficult. It'll take an unbelievable amount of luck and things to go our way. But look, it's a game of football and look, over 90 minutes, most teams can beat anybody. You know, Bray are a good side. They're strong. They've pedigree in the League of Ireland. A lot of experienced players, but at the same time, they're not really setting the world alight. So
the Cockhill game will be our feature match with live coverage on Saturday Sport with Oisin Kelly and Keith Cowan live from 2 p.m. Same with football, the FOG Cup continues today with a number of big finals. Among them are the under-19 final between Cairn Donagh and Maiden City and Ardmore at 7 p.m, the under-17 final between Derry City and Institute at Oakland at 7 p.m, and the under-15 final in Ardmore between Donegal UL and Derry City has just started and gotten underway. Cross channel now is some transfer news. Nottingham Forest have agreed a €17 million fee for Manchester United winger Anthony Elanga. Goalkeeper Dean Henderson is set to spend another season on loan at Forest from United. In Gaelic games, there's a couple of senior hurling championship games that are in play tonight. Cairn Donagh welcome Adria Ballyshannon and Sean McCool's travel to Dunloe. In Division 2 of the All County Football League, Milford entertain Ardra. Now to cricket. Australia are 60 for 2 in their second innings of the fourth Ashes test at Old Trafford. They need just 216 more runs to make it England's bat again after the hosts were bowed out for 592. Elsewhere, Ireland made it 2 wins from 2 in the European section of the T20 World Cup qualifying today. Half centuries from Andy Barbain and Paul Sterling saw them beat Denmark by 9 wickets this morning in Edinburgh. Next up is a meeting with Austria on Sunday. Finally, in the cycling front, Matej Mohoric won today's 19th stage of the Tour de France, getting the better of a photo finish in Poligny. Ahead of tomorrow's final racing stage, Jonas Vingegaard retains a 7-minute and 35-second lead in the yellow jersey. That's your sport for today. Back again tomorrow at 2 p.m. for Saturday Sport.
Thank you, Jordan. Now to Anouk with Colm Ferriter.
Jim Ritashev, Colm Ferriter and Sean in the Prieve Skelty. Curtain Tooth, La Fla, Olu and Chacht and Shaw in Rum War, Condi Heroin. Arihek a cultus cultury erin agus run the nalin, maiter gome and ela marin kelluru cultura tradition to es mo erin elure, la clar kumsi here de emakti, liaka hamad on jeru shacht in your shop, la comorta dausagus kyol or rubber renew, agus jashin a curha or foil, frastal or session he kyol, emakti stara, agus cultur a tradition to natura of lashu, gahola sig ulster fla bonkai e. Jenny onad ní Padraig Dór, Celluru a new mar wúchuri dúis náisiún to glór na ngéil ag lá mór oscailte súl na mí búi, curhar túsla hemachtí ag a cahar a clug. Tá ghéil lein ag arcú panel Málturi le hai an comórta sclip agus sraid diasporachtí vliantúl leis an cátrúl le de lúnasa mar sprictáta le hai íritis. Jenny Drudeske Ur Yachanga Healing Hands Knusa Kyol o Kyoltri as Dunanol a Kyolu Jadoni Shop as album Kaharnakta e Consacher da Doctori Ganchoranaha Falsiha eg Harald Jungst Agusta and Sholu Leveon Jadoni Shop eg Lahane a Hocht eg Ashlan Ranafarstia Agus be Mered Niwini Marvanan T Agusta Falsha Rivachach. Sta emakti brod na gelta ta clahaneli fwy lan siol, sta gahola sa brod na gelig a bonca i, sta siuloj la homlan gali le fe on sna cruha gorma ar an trio la da lunasa, ag emakti on carchos ag glasi David, agus be prab gelta ta on comaid sa Villa Rose an Bala Fe, ar a siarta la is fi ag a hocta clog. Gahola sa fwy na hemakti sa, ag siv planal changa an gelta ta lar. Sin mo chod se eligolier slán agus bannacht.
Thank you, Colm. There is frustration over ongoing efforts to restore a damaged crash barrier in Kellykeel, which was first raised back in 2017. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh previously called for funding to carry out the repairs, and Donegal County Council confirmed this week that it is still on work on sourcing money for the works as there is no specific funding available. Councillor Kavanagh says the damaged barriers pose serious safety risks and is hampering plans to develop a walkway in the area. He says it is not fit for purpose.
It's gone on a very long time. I first brought in a motion about it back in 2017. We had a presentation from the Moray Community Group last month. The issue still remains the same all these years later. Basically, it's stopping them from providing a very, very good walking facility along the water there, because they can't get planning because the barrier is too dangerous. And, you know, that's an admission to me from the council that it's dangerous and should be fixed. It's a road that's used by many people coming to the county maybe for the first time on their holidays and so on. It is dangerous, and that barrier has been for years now dangerous, and there's parts of it below the road now that it serves no purpose at all. There's other parts that have been detached from the poles that they rest on and so on. So I can't understand why we can't get funding to fix that. The council seem to be having a lot of problems getting funding for it, so I'm just urging them again to look at every possible means, be it from tourism or be it from the safety aspect in roads, and to get it funded and get it sorted, because it's preventing a very good tidy town scheme from happening, and as well it's a real and present danger to the public using the road.
And you did propose back in 2017 that works be carried out in sections, so that would kind of limit the costs for a certain time period.
Yeah, I can't see why, you know, why it can't be carried out in sections, starting with the section that covers the walking track. I think Councillor Blaney pointed out at the time you seconded my motion back in 2017 that it would only cost $25,000 to do that at that time. I'm sure it's an awful lot more now, but we could have had it done.
Looking to weather, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle through the day, highest temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees. Winds will be mostly moderate westerly, later backing southwesterly and freshening. Tonight will be wet and misty with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle, some heavy bursts expected, especially later. Mild and humid with lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees in light to moderate southwest breezes. To conclude this evening's news, staff have been forced to carry out basic tests in the corridors of Letterkenny University's hospital's emergency department as it remains extremely busy. Detectives from Strand Road CID are appealing for witnesses following a report of an armed robbery in Derry in the early hours of this morning. Tough times ahead is what the future holds for hotels in Donegal, as the VAT rate for the tourism and hospitality sector is set to return to 13.5%. And a boat has been impounded as part of a Garda investigation into the discovery of 60 kg of drugs worth €4 million in Donegal. That's all for now. We'll have the latest headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, July 21st. The death has taken place of Holly Gormley, 57 Nierney Road, Strabane, reposing at her home tomorrow from 10 a.m. Funeral leaving her home on Monday at 11:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough Lifford at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers pleased to Pick You Ward 12, Great North Children's Hospital, care of Quigley's funeral director Strabane. Family time please from 9 p.m. to 10 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Roland Stevenson, Doonan, Donegal Town. Removal to Donegal Parish Church tomorrow, arriving at 7 p.m. The funeral service in Donegal Parish Church Sunday is at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the Glebe Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Donegal Parish Church, care of George Irwin funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Louis Malone, late of 236 Connieborough Road, Lifford, and formerly of Glasgow. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, tomorrow from 4 o'clock, with removal at 5:30 to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford, for funeral mass on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery, Derry. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Liam Kelly, 15 Mount Pleasant, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, and formerly of Rialto Cottages, Dublin 8. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in the Church of Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery, Creaslough. Mass can be viewed live on the Church of Irish Martyrs Facebook page. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral director. The death has occurred of Ruby Holmes, Nee McCready, Drumbo Upper Stranorler. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday morning at 10:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Mary McGee, Port Hog Glen, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her home. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice Palliative Care, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Danny Sharkey, Ella Beg Burnfoot, retired principal of St Angus National School, Bridge End, and former presenter on Highland Radio. Reposing at Murphy's funeral home this evening, with removal at 6 o'clock to St Angus Church, Burt, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Danny's Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.